The South by Southwest Film Festival goes virtual on Amazon Prime. Starting today, we're joined by Andy Draper, co-host of the Offscript Film Review. It's a podcast, and he's with us on the KRLD Newsline. First of all, tell us about the South by Southwest Film Festival. What is it normally all about?
You know, it's part of a handful of film festivals that people get excited about, where we see a bunch of new films, where you generate buzz, where filmmakers hope to get their material in front of potential financiers and, you know, get it sold and get it seen.
Without being able to do that in person, and not only South by Southwest, but I'm sure this will end up affecting a lot of different popular festivals. You know, how challenging is it going to be for these producers, these directors, to get their films out there and get more galvanization behind them?
Well, for some film directors, it makes a lot of sense. For smaller films, things like shorts or documentaries, they're actually, it's going to be easier for them. But a lot of the big name studios like A24 have pulled their films from the festival. A lot of the bigger films just don't want to be a part of it. They feel like it hurts their brand.
That's really interesting. Well, this is for the up and comers then.
Yeah, I think this is a prime opportunity for them to get their work seen by as many people as possible. It's hard to get into these festivals. They're expensive. You have to travel. It takes time. Now, if you just have an account, you don't even have to have a paid account, and you can see the lineup. I think the situation we're in has created an atmosphere of experimentation, and there's a lot of unknowns, and this online film festival is just another example of that. We don't really know how it's going to do, how many people are going to watch, so we're going to have to kind of wait and see of the reaction and how many people view before we can kind of make decisions to see if maybe this is something that could be done again in the future, even when things return to normal, or kind of things like that.
Yeah. Will it be the new normal, as we all keep saying? Will it be a better way to go about things? What are you hearing from, you know, industry, in the know people like yourself? What's the consensus of whether or not this has the potential to overtake in-person film festivals?
I think what we're learning is that it's going to be a balance. There are some films and some properties that a virtual release or virtual high-dollar rental make a lot of sense, but there's other larger things like big summer tentpoles like James Bond or Star Wars or Avengers, that those will never have a virtual release. We'll wait till we can see those properly in the theater.
The latest Trolls one came out, and I was like, what? It's $20 to rent this thing for my kids? That was kind of shocking for me. That's the high-dollar rental you're talking about, right? So what's been the industry reaction to them doing that with the Trolls franchise there?
So that was another example of just experimenting and seeing how people react. And it was actually really positive. And while $20 is a lot for maybe an individual, that's a discount for a family. And also that's more money for the studio because they're not having to split it with the theaters. For some films, it makes total sense. And based on the success of Trolls World Tour, the new Scooby-Doo film is also going to be released on high-dollar video rental.
All right. Well, we'll look for that. Thank you so much. That's Andy Draper, co-host of the Offscript Film Review, and the South by Southwest Film Festival goes virtual on Amazon Prime today.